KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Look at you, look at me, just how different can we be? Day and night, wrong and right, that's you and me. I love you, you love me, but we love so differently. Yes and no, stay and go, that's you and me. You and me, we just can't be close to each other. Everything is all mixed up in some way or other. I love you, you love me, but we love so differently. Black and white, day and night, that's you and me. I blame you, you blame me, and we go on constantly. Round and round, up and down, that's you and me. I tell you, you tell me, it's your fault that we disagree. Just the same, you're to blame, that's you and me. You and me, we just can't be close to each other. Everything is all mixed up in some way or other. I tell you, you tell me, it's your fault that we disagree. But like turtle doves, we're still in love, that's you and me. Like turtle doves, we're so in love, that's you and me.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A group of state lawmakers is set to meet this summer and fall to continue working on ways to improve Alaska's public schools. Lawmakers passed a bill last month boosting the base of the state's school funding formula by $700 per student after overriding Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto. The bill also made a variety of education policy changes aimed at boosting student performance. But Senator Jesse Keel, a Juneau Democrat and one of the six lawmakers appointed to the task force, says their work isn't done.
This is one of the biggest expenses that state government has in Alaska. It's really important to do the best we possibly can for our kids, and also always to do the best we can with the public dollar.
Lawmakers included the task force in the bill in an effort to win bipartisan support from lawmakers and, unsuccessfully, from Dunleavy. One of the two minority Republicans on the task force, Soldotna Representative Justin Ruffridge, says he's hoping to hear a wide variety of perspectives during the task force's 2 years of meetings. He wants to hear experts, government officials, and teachers explain why Alaska's public school system languishes near the bottom of national rankings.
I think some of that is due to, you know, reduced funding over the course of the last decade or so. But at the same time, it can't just be, you know, a money-only solution. I think you have to start looking at some of the reasons why Alaska is struggling to keep up with other states.
The legislature's task force announcement comes as Dunleavy weighs whether to reduce education formula funding in the state budget. He said in Fairbanks Tuesday that he's planning to release his line item vetoes this week. The task force is scheduled to convene in August to meet once a month during the legislative off-season. It's required to produce a report with its recommendation by early 2027. The massive budget reconciliation bill the House delivered to the Senate would block Medicaid patients from receiving care at Planned Parenthood health centers. And healthcare providers and advocates in Alaska are afraid that would prevent many Alaskans from getting critical health care. Rose O'Hara Jolly is Planned Parenthood's Alaska director and facilitated a roundtable earlier this week with providers and advocates in the state. They say many Alaskans on Medicaid who go to Planned Parenthood clinics now may have no other option.
The loss of Planned Parenthood would further exacerbate the need for people to travel across Alaska to receive care. Residents in rural Alaska who already face barriers to care will be the most affected.
Advocates at the roundtable urged Alaska's congressional representatives to vote against the Big Beautiful Bill. The U.S. House passed their version of the bill last month, and the Senate is likely to release their draft in the coming days. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
GCI, providing telecommunication services to tribal health organizations and nonprofit rural health providers, enabling telehealth services for Alaskans. More at gci.com/healthcare.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. U.S. senators have been meeting behind closed doors this week to hash out their version of the giant reconciliation bill the House passed last month. Proposed cuts to Medicaid have alarmed healthcare advocates, but the sprawling legislation would impose other spending cuts and policy changes that extend into dozens of industries. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin caught up with a few of the Alaskans who went to D.C. this week to advocate for lesser-known aspects of the bill.
The U.S. Capitol complex is crawling with citizen advocates these days. A cluster of anti-hunger champions were taking a breather in a stairwell of the Cannon House office building.
We have 500 advocates on the Hill today from almost every state in the nation, and we have 200 Hill meetings.
Sherry Andes of Massachusetts is with Bread for the World, just one of the groups meeting with Congress members and more often their staff, asking that they ditch the reconciliation bill or make big changes to it. Add to this mix Chase Christie from an Anchorage-based company called Alaska Solar and Josh Kraft, an energy consultant and project manager from Wasilla. They're advocating to keep renewable energy tax credits. They had an appointment with Alaska Congressman Nick Begich's office and were trying to find their way to room 153.
We got to go down. We're on the second floor.
Begich is a freshman Republican. He voted for the reconciliation bill and with it the cancellation of renewable energy credits that have boosted Christie and Kraft's industry. They say the credits have added hundreds of jobs and millions of investor dollars to Alaska. Christie says renewable energy shouldn't be caught in partisan politics.
Nobody from our contingency is saying solar only. We're saying solar and. Fill in the blank. Natural gas, oil, whatever, we're part of the energy solution for this country.
At stake are several kinds of tax credits. Some help homeowners install solar panels, heat pumps, and the like. Thousands of Alaskans have claimed them. Other credits give utilities incentives to install large-scale solar or wind generation. Eliminating the producer and investment tax credits would save about $200 billion over 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimates they've increased private investment in the renewables industry by about 30%. After meeting with a Begich staffer, Christie was optimistic that he had conveyed that the clean energy tax credits are about jobs and the economy, not politics. Another Alaskan on Capitol Hill advocating against the reconciliation bill is Lori Wolf, president of the 4-Acre Group. That's a nonprofit that supports other Alaska nonprofits. Wolf is focused on tax provisions in the bill that she says would suppress charitable contributions and philanthropy.
We're really trying to talk about the increased rate on net investments for private foundations, the limitation on itemized deductions, the business, unrelated business.
And Wolf is among many Alaskans asking the congressional delegation not to impose cuts on Medicaid.
Every rural, every urban healthcare system in Alaska relies on that, the equation of Medicaid, and you can't take that equation out and expect there to be healthcare for all Alaskans.
Republican leaders in Congress had hoped to pass the reconciliation bill by July 4, but Republican senators have been slow to reach agreement among themselves about the bill, projected to add $3 trillion to the deficit. Reporting from Capitol Hill, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
It's a beautiful morning. caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me that people keep seeing more and more each day.
Gotta say,
lead the way.
It's okay.
When they gotta say, it's okay.
All right.
When they gotta say, gotta say, lead the way.
Oh.
Good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. You fishermen out there, I hope you're tuned in and hope you're doing all right. Another day in paradise. We'll start out with Waylon Jennings with the World of Surprise, If I Don't Want It. And then Indian Love Call, that's Slim Whitman. Waylon's doing the first one. Then we have some Honky Tonk Hardwood Floor, and that's Johnny Horton, all coming right at you on KSTP.
I'm not here to forget you, I'm here to recall the things we used to say and do. I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over you. I haunt the same places we used to go, alone at a table for two. I don't want to get over you, I don't want to get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise. All the silver I let slide down the slot. Playing those songs so blue. Help me remember you. I don't want to get over you. Same old song, missing you through and through. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. They ought to give me the word of surprise for all the silver I let slide down the slot. Playing those songs so blue. Help me remember you, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you.
Ooh. Calling you, will you answer to? That means I offer my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue and waiting all along. But if when you hear my love call ringing echo so dear, belong to me, I'll belong to you.
Son of a gun on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. You keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. Sell candy and she don't sell soda pop. There's a fat bartender who is there to serve you if you really want to blow your top. If you got no money, then there's your little honey. She's the gal that you adore. So keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. You keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. Well, payday's Saturday, you broke on Sunday. On Monday, you're feeling sore. You got two black eyes that you picked up from a little guy the night before. So you spare off a drinking, but when you get to thinking about the good times you had, Lord, you keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. On a honky-tonk hardwood floor. You keep a having it fun, you lucky son of a gun, on a honky-tonk hardwood floor.
Yeah, T-Texas Tyler's next with Deck of Cards. Then we have Buck Owens with Big Game Hunter. Huh, that's a good one. And then Tracy Lawrence with Time Marches On.
Friends, this is T-Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir. And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I've been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there's but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who's queen of heaven, and the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story's true. I know because I was that soldier.
I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't got time to mow the lawn or fix the roof where the rain pours in. And your suggestion is out of the question that I go paint the fence. 'Cause the Green Bay Packers are warming up, so could you turn it on the channel too? 'Cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. Well, there ain't gonna be no Batman and Robin take the place of the NFL. And for all I care, old Archie Bunker can go right straight to hell. What's that you say? You made me miss a play. No, we're not gonna watch cartoons. 'Cause I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you. 'Cause there's a Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl. I'm just a big game hunter and I ain't got time for you. Well, I ain't gonna have time to fix the gate. I'm leaving that up to you. And on your way to get the hammer and the nails, could you bring me another brew? Well, you're looking good, and I think I would maybe steal a little kiss or two. Yeah, the big game hunter's gonna take time out and take a little time with you. After the Rose Bowl, Hula Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl, Orange Bowl, Super Bowl, I'm just a big game hunter and I ain't got time for you. I'm a big game hunter and a sure enough gunner, and I ain't got time for you.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. 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 Time
Up next, a little Mary Chapin Carpenter with He Thinks He'll Keep Her. And then a piece called Hey Joe. That's not Hendrix, of course. That's Kitty Wells. And then Ernest Tubb with That Wild and Wicked Look in Your Eye.
She makes his coffee. She makes his bed. Does the laundry, she keeps him fed. When she was 21, she wore her mother's lace. She said forever with a smile upon her face. She does the carpool, she PTAs. Doctors and dentists, she drives all day. When she was 29, she delivered number 3. And every Christmas card showed a perfect family. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice. She's in the typing pool at minimum wage.
I'll talk with your jolly dolly. Maybe now you'll chance to dance with me. Hey, Joe, I feel mighty lovey-dovey. Let me be your new patootie. I'll be just as sweet as sweet can be. Now, Joe, I know just how you feel. Since your fickle sweetie left you for a heel. But if I could be your sweetie pie, I promise you no other guy could steal me from you. Hey, Joe, go put on your dancing shoes and I'll help you forget your blues. I simply got to have you for my own.
Didn't trust you from the start, you see. You've got that wild and wicked look right in your eyes. Even when you pucker up and cry, then you say to me you're sorry now. You'll make it all up somehow, but you got that wicked look right in your eyes. Oh, Jimmy. Change, you're not the type to rearrange, to settle down and quit telling me lies. So this is where that I came in, and I'm checking out, this is the end. But before I go, I'm gonna tell you one more time. You've got that wild and wicked look right in your eye. Even when you pucker up and cry, then you say to me you're sorry now. You'll make it all up somehow, but you got that wicked look right in your eye.
Yeah, Big Wave here again, and I'm on the website for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game doing salmon harvest by area. I went to southeast and looked around, of course, nothing there. I went to southwest where we are, the Alaska Peninsula, and nothing is posted yet at all. But at the bottom of all this, we have the statewide totals, which means really nothing to us. 38 Chinook, 292 chums, and 260 sockeyes, a total of 590 fish. Now, that seems rather low. They should be reporting more, or I'm on the... Is there another Alaska Fishing Game website? I don't think so, Tim. So I'll keep trying. They should be posting stuff here real soon. The seiners are out now, and the gill netters are in. Anyway, I've got, I'm looking at southeast now, three-point gill net, three Chinook or something, that's all. So anyway, it's, they should have something posted for here for the peninsula. I don't get it. Normally they do. But until then, I will keep looking. I will keep you all posted. Very important in our little fishing town here. Hank Williams is next with Mind Your Own Business. And then... I've had a little underwriting coming your way. And then we have Bill Monroe with Wicked Path the Sun. It's the father of bluegrass, by the way. Then Hank Snow with the gal who invented kissing.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. I've got a little gal that wears her hair up high. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. If I want to honky-tonk around till 2 or 3, now, brother, that's my headache, don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. It seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
In this awful world of sorrow, in this wicked path of sin, never thinking of tomorrow or what I'd lose in the end.
Oh, I can hear,
I can hear
the joy bell ring,
the joy bell ringing
where my friends,
where my friends and loved ones wait.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the angel singing
just inside the pearly gate.
I can hear my Savior calling, won't you come unto me,
wash away your sins forever, you shall rest eternally.
Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ring,
the joy bell ringing
where my friends,
where my friends and loved ones wait.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the angel singing
just inside the pearly gate.
Now I'm safe with my Jesus, he will guide me on my way. I will sing his praise forever, we'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ring,
the joy bell ringing
where my friends,
where my friends and loved ones wait.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the angel singing
just inside the pearly gate.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the joy bell ring,
the joy bell ringing
where my friends,
where my friends and loved ones wait,
loved ones wait.
I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the angel singing
just inside the pearly gates,
the pearly
of the gal who invented kissing, I don't recall her name, but I do believe that gal should sit high up in the Hall of Fame. Until she came along, just think what we were missing. That's why today I'm shouting hooray for the gal who invented kissing. She taught the fellows how to smooch instead of holding hands. She showed them how to steal a kiss like they do in foreign lands. Until she came along, just think what they were missing. Love was very nice, but as cold as ice till that gal invented kissing. Showed the girls how to pucker up and roll their pretty eyes. And she showed them how to kiss hello and how to kiss goodbye. Until she came along, just think what they were missing. They could only cook or read a book till that gal invented kissing. Mr. Edison, he invented the lights, Mr. Bell, the telephone. And Columbus found America, their names are all well known. But till she came along, this world had something missing. And I'm telling you, there was nothing to do till that gal invented kissing. The kiss of fire and how to kiss goodnight. On every kind of hug and kiss, she holds the copyright. And if I had my way, the only thing I'm wishing is to make a date, then stay out late with the gal who invented kissing.
And coming up now, come to the top of the hour, little Kathy Mattea with Where Have You Been. Before that, Linda Ronstadt with He Dark the Sun. And then after the Mattea, we have On the Road Again, a nice hit by Willie Nelson.
And with the length of his mind, he dark the sun. It was not so long ago, maybe just a year or so, when I was lonely and when looking for someone. Way down south in New Orleans, just a looking for a dream, and that's when I found him. That's where it all begun. He was there on that night, said, for you I know I'm right. I'll be with you until my race is run. He walked into my life with his
his face and shook her head in disbelief. She sighed and said, in many dreams I've held you near. Now at last you're real. When you're away, he asked her for her hand for life, and she became a salesman's wife. He was home each night by eight, but one stormy evening he was late. Her frightened tears fell to the floor until his key turned in the door. Where have you been? I've looked for you forever and a day. Where have you been? I'm just not myself when you're away. They'd never spend a night apart. For 60 years she heard him snore. Now they're in a hospital, in separate beds on different floors. Claire soon lost her family. She never spoke a word again. Then one day they wheeled him in. He held her hand and stroked her hair. In a fragile voice she said, not myself when you're away.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road.
on my back, a crowded transportation in the back of a hat. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack. Pal around with Democrats, fellas named Mac, take me right back to the track. Track, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, the boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, the boogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, the boogie, take me right back to the track.